episode number 155 of the Wholesome Fertility Podcast. Welcome to the Wholesome Fertility Podcast. I'm Michelle, a fertility acupuncturist here to provide you with resources on how to create a wholesome approach to your fertility journey. My guest today is Deborah DeMare. Deborah is a renowned interior design consultant, author, educator, and pioneer of the ethical wellness design movement. She has been executing beautiful living and sensory environments that contribute to the mental and physical health and well-being of people and the protection of animals and the planet for nearly 20 years. Her company, DeMare Designs, is the only 100% cruelty-free design consulting firm specializing in the creation of organic optimal spaces and sourcing vegan textiles and sustainable furniture that bear zero to low toxins. Deborah also heads vegandesign.org, where she educates consumers and designers about humane and healthy design through virtual courses, a blog, and a full-time online shop of cruelty-free, vegan, and low-toxin furniture, decor, and curated spaces. So welcome to the podcast, Deborah.
Thank you so much.
So can you share your background with the listeners and how you got into vegan design?
Yes, sure. So I have older children. My kids are in their mid to late 20s, early 30s. And I was a full-time mom till my kids went to first grade, my twins, who were actually conceived via IVF. And when they went to school, I said, okay, I want to start working, you know, doing something. And so I was looking into part-time businesses. And along the way, I decorated a friend's home as a favor. And that turned into my full-time business. I started getting, people were calling me because I did her home. They liked the way it came out. The neighbor called, the neighbor's sister, the sister-in-law, the this one, the that one. Before I knew it, I had all these people whose homes I was decorating and I knew literally nothing. So I made a lot of mistakes along the way. And here I am 20 years later. And my business has grown, fortunately, and I've done and I continued to do beautiful projects throughout the world, actually.
That's awesome.
And I was a designer on TLC, and I've done so many terrific things. And about, you know, my family and I really, we love animals very, very much. We're very involved with animal rights. We have a dog in the office, which is why I'm sitting here in the hall doing this podcast, so he doesn't bark during this. And I'm involved with animal rights organizations. I'm on the board of Farm Sanctuary. I'm involved with PETA. I'm in Ocean Rescue, everything. And, you know, I always say you have to be ready for change. And because once you see the dark sides of things, you know, it's kind of hard to go back. Mm-hmm. So I think I had to know that when I was using leather sofas and down and wool rugs, that it does come from an animal, right? But I guess I just didn't want to connect the dots. And I preferred that ignorance at that point. And one day I saw a video that had passed by my feed many, many times. But again, I think you have to be ready for change. And that day I opened it and it was on dog leather. And that really, that was it for me. And China's the leading importer of leather. And anything with a skin is considered, can be used for leather, dog, cat, cow, raccoon, kangaroos. And this video was on the horrific, horrific, indescribable slaughter and what goes into creating dog leather. Wow. And I can't even think about it. When I think about it, I literally want to cry because it was so awful. And that was the day I said, I can no longer use anything initiated from animal abuse and death. And I quickly learned that it wasn't just about animals. It was about child laborers. It was about workers, horrible working conditions. And ultimately it was about health. Mm-hmm. So to give you an example, leather, for example, contains over 250 chemicals. Lead, arsenic, chromium, major stuff. And those chemicals don't just disappear when you bring them into your home. Mm-hmm. They're there forever because Leather, like anything animal-based, was once on a living being. And when it's taken away from that living being, it will rot,
Right.
just like a scab.
Yeah.
So it's got to be laden and soaked in chemicals in
Right.
order for it not to rot. And tanneries, where the skins are tanned and treated, are one of the most toxic places in the world. They're up there in pollutants with automobiles. And the workers are surrounded and soaking in these chemicals. And it's running into the rivers and the streams, and they're fishing in those streams, and the local wildlife and the people are eating and bathing in those streams. The average tannery worker in India dies at the age of 55
Wow.
from disease. So the chemicals and toxins that are in animal-based materials are, they're indescribable. To give you an example, a fabric's weight, nearly 30% of a fabric's weight is chemicals. So if you weigh 100 pounds, 33 and a half pounds of you are chemicals. There are over 80,000 chemicals that are approved for use in the textile industry, and less than 1% have been tested.
Wow.
So we are, I literally entered a rabbit hole when I went vegan in my business, not understanding the depths of what goes on in the skins industry. 1 billion animals are killed yearly for the skins industry.
Wow.
And not to mention the despair and the tragedy, the misuse of land, the pollution, and the destruction, devastation that it causes to the planet and to people is really, it's unbelievable. So that's how I came to becoming a ethical designer. And of course that basically transformed into wellness as well, because the two go hand in hand.
Right. And that's remarkable. I mean, just, it's shocking because I don't think a lot of people know this. Like, I never heard about this before. Like, I didn't know the process of what goes on with leather. I think that just is the way society is now. We just have no idea where things come from.
Like marketing.
And what it took to get it there.
Yeah, we don't want to think about that. And marketing, that's why these huge companies pay fortunes for marketing. You know, there's expressions now, there's terminology. There's logos now that say responsible wool, responsible fur, responsible leather. It's completely bogus.
Yeah.
I've seen responsible wool videos. I've seen, there's no such thing.
Right.
People think, you know, we're trained to think that, oh, well, sheep, well, they don't kill the sheep. Well, guess what? Yeah, a lot of the sheep die. And what they do to the sheep are, it's awful. It's disgusting. It's despicable that a human can treat another living being that way.
Yeah.
And let's think about the health reason, the health effects of that. When you're buying something made with wool, it's loaded with pesticides. How can they keep bugs away? It's on an animal.
Yeah.
So there's nothing good about it.
Interesting. I mean, it's really crazy because we don't know these things. I think it's shocking. It really is shocking. I'm listening to him. Like, I can't believe it, because, and it's also with food. It's everything. You just have no idea what happened before you receive it. And let's talk about pesticides and chemicals. And, you know, there's forever chemicals. There's all kinds of endotoxins that can impact and are impacting. I mean, infertility is on a rise. And there's a reason for that. It's just modern day world, we've become so accustomed to products that are really impacting that fine balance of hormones.
Yes. I mean, so there's so many different classes of chemicals, and not one of them are good.
Yeah.
We are using more and more plastic every year because we need everything quickly, and it's cheap and it's efficient, but it's deadly.
Yeah.
There's a group of chemicals called EDCs, endocrine disrupting chemicals. And I think it's over 95% of the world is contaminated. We have them in our body, EDCs. And they did some studies that women who are having issues conceiving have a higher level of EDCs in their body than the average person. And EDCs affect our hormonal system, which affects our wellness, our well-being, our mental and physical development, everything. So you have all these different kinds of chemicals. You were talking about the forever chemical, PFAS. Some of the chemicals they say are stored in the fat, the tissue of our bodies for up to 11 years. And they're in everything, as you say, the food we eat, what we drink, our clothing, and of course, our furniture and decor. People don't realize that. Take, again, let's go back to wool. Wool rugs, loaded with pesticides. Rugs are also, they contain flame retardants and they contain phthalates. And they contain plastics. Plastics are petroleum-based. Petroleum-based products are completely toxic. You have leather, again, which is completely laden with chemicals, wools, silks, fur. Everything is soaked in chemicals. Paints contain VOCs. I don't know if you've heard of VOCs, right? Volatile organic compounds. There's over, I think, 900 chemicals or 90, I forget which one, within the group of chemicals of VOCs. VOCs are these groups of chemicals that, like when you paint a wall and it contains a lot of strong VOCs, you know how they say, wait a week before you go into the room because the smell will dissipate? Well, yes, the smell dissipates, but the off-gassing continues forever.
Wow.
Off-gassing is the release of the chemicals that come off the wall after you paint as it's drying and when it soaks in. So that never goes away. And those are strong chemicals, and our body is porous like a sponge. So whatever we surround ourselves with, whether we touch it or whether we breathe it in and breathe it out, it's going into our body and it's making us sick or exacerbating existing illnesses.
Right.
Especially in our bedrooms where we sleep. When we sleep, our body, that's when our body's repairing itself at night, right? We're cleansing, our blood is cleansing itself. We're breathing slower, breathing in and out. So whatever we are surrounding ourselves with is going in that much easier. So if we're wrapping ourselves in wrinkle-free sheets, which are filled with formaldehyde, that's why they're wrinkle-free. There's no
Right.
free lunch.
Yeah.
Or if we're buying a beautiful printed sheet, well, guess what? It might have azo dyes, which are banned in Europe, or it might just have completely toxic dyes. You can buy an organic sheet, but yet the sheet can be organic and completely clean. But if it's printed, it can be sold as an organic sheet, but it has printed a very toxic dye on it.
Right.
So chemicals are everywhere, and especially in our furniture and decor, our mattresses. Our mattresses also. People are buying latex mattresses. Well, unless you buy an organic latex mattress as an adult, latex is basically, if it's not organic, it's pure chemicals. It's petroleum-based chemicals.
Right.
So you are sleeping and surrounding yourself with that. And that affects everything, including fertility.
Absolutely. So, one question I do have. The Native Americans, for many years, have been using leather. They use the whole animal. They didn't have chemicals back in the day. Is that just a different processing than what they do today?
Well, the thing is, years ago, when people slaughtered an animal, they used every part of the animal as the Native
Right.
Americans have.
Yeah.
And they tanned everything naturally.
Right.
And it would take time. And their entire life was devoted to foraging and to preparing food and to drying food. That was a very important part of their life in order to survive.
Right.
Today, everything is quick
Yeah.
and fast.
Right.
Homes built prior to the 1950s were much healthier than from homes built after
Right.
because we're using so much more plastic and chemicals. Today, everything has to be fast and cheap.
Right.
And in order for it to be fast and cheap, it's loaded with chemicals
Yeah.
because it's cheaper and faster and it's really bad for you.
Yeah. It comes with a
So,
cost.
right. So it comes with a cost. And that's why there's a whole new, a wonderful progression of plant-based materials that will are coming onto the market. Some of them have come out onto the market in the fashion industry. And what they want, the morals of it are great. So you have something like, for example, cactus leather, which a group of entrepreneurs developed in Mexico. You have grape leathers, you have apple leathers, you have pineapple leathers. They're wonderful. They're made from vegetables and fruits initially in pre-production.
Right.
However, the post-production process, which they don't tell you, is filled with petroleum-based chemicals.
Right.
So it's not there yet, but it has to be eventually because we cannot continue doing what we're doing. We can't continue, forget the ethical part of it if you don't care about animals or people or children, but what we're doing to the planet, the acreage that we need to farm a cow. It takes about 3 years from when a cow is born till it's 3 years old for it to be ripe enough for slaughter for its hide. So that 3 years, it's producing tremendous methane. It's using a lot of land and water, and it's expensive. So it's ruining the planet. And of course, then that trickles down to your health as well.
So it's a very multifaceted problem.
Right. It's not just about when I did this, it was because I love animals and I still say that, but it's so much bigger than that.
And if somebody has paint on their walls, just dry paint, and they decide, like, what do they do? Do they paint over it with a low or no VOC paint, or what do they do?
Well, they can do something. There's some primers. I'll send you the link to the primer. Mm-hmm. There's a primer that they can use that helps, mm-hmm. because they could also scrub the walls and take off the paint, you know, with sandpaper in a way. Like, there's machines that do that, but sometimes that's worse because then you're breathing in all the dust. So there's primers that you can use that kind of solidify and create a wall between the paints that contain the VOCs and then what you can put on. It's better than nothing.
Right.
And that's something you can do. The same with mattresses. If you have an existing mattress, because mattresses can be expensive. If you have a mattress that has wool or leather or it's latex and you can't afford a new one, you can buy a mattress topper that's completely organic and that has a certification on it called the GOTS certification. GOTS stands for Global Organic Textile Standard. And that is when we're designing a space, the first thing I want to see is that whatever I can get that has a GOTS certification, the fabrics I use, any furniture, it's very rare to find furniture with a GOTS certification, or the beds, the mattresses, those you can find. A company like Naturepedic, which is terrific, they offer GOTS mattress, certified mattresses, and I love that company. Mm-hmm. And so you want to look for something like that first, because that certification shows that it's a non-toxic product and that it's fair trade, meaning that the workers are treated fairly. And that's very, very important, because I'm also a believer in energy. You don't want to bring in something into your space that doesn't have good energy. And it's the origin, I say, of tragedy and despair. You want it to be free from that.
Yeah.
So that's what you would do in those cases for a mattress and for your paints. You would use a primer.
I mean, the problem is, and I could tell you that, is it could be very overwhelming. And a lot of these companies that may have it more clean are expensive. Not everybody can afford that. And it could freak people out too, because now they're like, what do I do? You know, I'm surrounded by, so, you know, there's that, it could be really difficult because they can't afford to get products that are completely clean.
That's true. But they can also reflect on what they want in their life. So for example, I'll give you an example of a baby's nursery. We were talking before we started that we have a new course that came out, which I'm in love with the course because it was really a labor of love. And it's called Chemical and Cruelty-Free Kids and Toddlers Design. I have experts on it. We talk about designing non-toxic spaces for babies and toddlers. And then, of course, I give my design tips and how I approach colors, patterns, fabrics, you know, how to make it pretty. And there's something that I talk about also, that less is more. So a nursery is a perfect example. I'd rather you have 5 really good, healthy, clean pieces than 55 pieces filled with chemicals for many reasons. One is health-wise. You don't want to surround you or your baby with that. And the other is for your mental health. You know, clutter creates a cluttered room is a cluttered mind, I say.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so if you have the option of getting a mattress that is more expensive than one you can find on Amazon or at a store, and the one at the store is a foam mattress, which are terrible for you, even if they have the CertiPure certified label on them, it's garbage. That's greenwashing. Remind me, I'll explain what that is in a minute. So get a good mattress, and then get 2 really simple, inexpensive nightstands. And don't worry about the rest of the furniture. I'd rather you get less than more. And that's the way I think if we can approach things, because the flip side of that also is you can fill your home with a lot of stuff that's really bad for you, that's animal-based and filled with chemicals. And chances are you could develop allergies, or if you have a respiratory issue, it could get worse. And you're going to be going to the doctor a lot more. And I bet in the end, those doctor's appointments and the treatments and the medicines are going to be more than you buying a paint that's a little bit more expensive, but doesn't contain VOCs. And so that's why I look at it. I say, get one good set of sheets instead of 2.
Right.
So every couple of years, you'll have to change your sheets.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's important.
Right.
So yes, I know it's easy to say these things, but most of us are in the same boat where we have to make choices. It's the same with food. You know, are you going to choose organic food, or are you going to choose conventional food that is just, you know, apples this big and that are all filled with chemicals?
Right.
So it's about choices in life, I think, and it's about lifestyle. So maybe it means not going out to a restaurant every week or every 2 weeks, and instead focusing on what's going to keep you and your family healthy.
Yeah. I mean, it is tough, because when it comes to furniture, that is expensive as it is.
And exactly. Then
if it's done in a slower way without as many chemicals, and is more money for the manufacturer to make, it's going to be more expensive for people.
Yes, it is. But if more and more people, which is happening, start demanding it,
yeah,
then companies are forced, they get squeezed, and they're right. Forced to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. You see that now. I mean, look, milk production is down, you know, milk, you know, dairy farms are dying because people are realizing not only ethically, it's despicable the way they treat the cows. Horrible on dairy farms, just as bad as on cattle farms. And that we're realizing that dairy is terrible for you. You know, I knew that for you, but now they're making it for the average consumer. They're starting to understand dairy is really bad for you. It's bad for your kids. So little by little, you know, and I think it's education. You know, it's all about education. Education is power. Mm-hmm. And once you have that power, then you can make those decisions. And yes, there's no free lunch. There's no free lunch, Michelle.
Yeah. And what was greenwashing?
Mm-hmm. So greenwashing, almost every company greenwashes, every big company. It's like a greenwashing term would be something like in a leather couch, for example. Let's say it's a leather couch and it's got a foam fill inside. They'll say, and this is a completely healthy vegan sofa. I mean, let's say it's a faux leather couch. Mm-hmm. And it's very healthy because it's a vegan sofa. Well, what they're not telling you is that the foam is completely toxic.
Right.
So greenwashing is basically fudging and lying and using the ignorance of the consumer. So just like you see gluten-free now and everything, you know, gluten-free oatmeal. Well, oatmeal was always gluten-free.
Right, right.
But the average consumer is like, wow, look at this oatmeal. I'm going to buy it. It's gluten-free. Well, it's always been gluten-free.
Right.
So it's utilizing the ignorance of the consumer.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. And greenwashing exists everywhere.
It does. No, I've seen it.
Yeah, we all have. And we all don't know everything, and we all get sucked in.
And what are sources that people can look at, like a websites? You had mentioned a couple of names or certifications or seals that you trust.
GOTS certification, again, that to me is
How
the
do you
brand
spell
name.
that?
GOTS.
Okay,
If
GOTS.
people subscribe to our newsletter on Damari Design, they're going to get lots of articles and information from us. There's tip sheets, there's everything from autism tip sheets to design to just, redoing your bedroom. And because there's no one store or one resource, we also offer a resource guide that took us years to develop for people. We have a shop on our site. I don't mean to sound like the salesman, but I'm just giving you all the things that we offer because there's no one place. We always ask, what store can I go to? There's no one store you can go to because you have to pick and choose. There's different places to go for this, different sites to go for that. And you kind of have to know what to look for. You have to become an educated consumer because that's giving you the power to make the right decisions so that when you go to Target, you know what to get. But you should look for certifications like the GOTS certification. Another certification that's a step lower than GOTS, but it's better than no certification, is called the OKIOTEX certification. It's a really weird name. It took me like literally 2 years to remember it. It's OKIOTEX certification. And again, if you just subscribe, you'll get the you can subscribe to the tips newsletter, and it gives you all this information. And that certification is also there's less toxins. It's not as non-toxic as a GOTS certification, but there's more products with that certification. And stay away from animal-based materials, not only for ethical reasons, but because of the, think about it, it was once on a living animal. I read once and then I checked it because I couldn't believe, just to show you how strong chemicals are. When they discovered the Titanic, it had been underwater for 75 years. And there were still many things that were intact. And the things that were included in that were all the leather upholstered goods. 75 years under the water, and they were intact. Just to show you the amount of chemicals.
Yeah.
And that's what you're surrounding yourself with, your family with. You're trying to get pregnant. You're sitting in your leather chair.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like an eye-opener conversation because I don't think that people are realizing this.
No.
And it's just become so ingrained in society, and it's just become so mainstream that nobody thinks twice.
That leather equates to luxury.
Right.
And, fur. I mean, finally, companies are getting on the bandwagon with fur. You have a lot of the big couture designers who have banned fur, which is great. It's a good start
Yeah.
because fur also is extremely toxic and extremely unethical. And the feces from the runoffs from the fur farms go right into the local waters and kill the people in the villages. They get very sick. All the wildlife dies. Everything is, we're all connected.
Yeah, for sure. And down comforters, that's something that's very, and pillows and
Down is so toxic, filled with pesticides, extremely allergic, very bad for anyone with respiratory issues or with allergies. There's an actual disease called, it has the weirdest name, feather duvet lung. That's what it's called. Some people develop such an allergy to down that they develop scar tissue on the insides of their, and inflammation inside their lungs.
Wow.
And it's an actual sickness. So the last thing you want to do is surround yourself with feathers. And
Yeah.
also for anyone with sensory issues, like a child or an adult in the spectrum of autism, or someone who just has sensory issues, you don't want down or feathers because the little prickly feathers come through.
So what are alternatives for pillows?
You have buckwheat pillows, which are great. I'll send you a link to a video on buckwheat. I did a buckwheat unboxing video. I was in Japan a couple of years ago, and the hotel gives you the option of buckwheat pillows because that's the normal pillow there. A lot of people use it.
Oh, wow.
And it has like holes in it. It's almost like coffee
I had
beans.
that before, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, I used it the first night. It was hard for me. It was like I could hear the crunching, but by the second night I loved it because it helped my neck, and I didn't get, at my age, the hot flashes
right.
when I was sleeping. It kept me cool.
Yeah.
So buckwheat's a great alternative. You have rubber, you have natural latex, which is also very good. So there are, and you could always do just plain cotton fill, but I think buckwheat and latex and rubber are really good.
Yeah. Oh, very interesting stuff, I will tell you. So if people want to find you, you had mentioned it before, but I'll let you mention again, how can they find you? What's your website? Are you on Instagram, social media?
Yes, yes. You can go to my website, which is Dimare Design, D-I-M like Mary, A-R-E, design, D-E-S-I-G-N.com. And you can subscribe to the newsletter. You can follow me on Instagram. I also have two websites. I also have vegandesign.org, mm-hmm. vegandesign.org. And on Instagram, it's at Deborah Dimare, D-E-B-O-R-H, D-I-M like Mary, A-R-E. And also at vegandesign.org. And as I mentioned before, and if you want to contact me, you can contact me through my website or through Instagram. We're also giving away, for our new course, we want to give away to your audience with the coupon called Wholesome Fertility 25, Wholesome Fertility 25, 25% off of our nursery course, which I really love, and I'm really proud of it. It's 2 hours. That's it, because we're all busy, and it includes coupons worth over $500. And it's really going to be applied not only to nursery and kids rooms, but also just for adults, because it talks all about toxins. I have Lisa Bronner from Dr. Bronner Soap talking about cleaning products. We talk about fabrics. We talk about sensory spaces. We talk about mattresses, paints, everything. And then plus I give all my decorating tips and how I approach a space and how I can, you know, how to mix fabrics and paints and textures and all that. And the other thing that we'd like to give to one of your listeners is a free virtual design consult. We offer that. It's a service we offer, and it's almost a $600 value. And it's you pick a room or a room makeover. We do a Zoom call with you. We put together a board. We do selections for the space. And it's a really, really great thing. And again, everything is non-toxic and cruelty-free. And so we'd like to give one of your listeners a free virtual makeover.
So we talked about, actually, we're going to do an Instagram giveaway. So be sure to look out for it. It's going to be after this goes live. And it's going to be at the Wholesome Lotus Fertility. And it's also going to connect to your Instagram, which is... You said you had
at Deborah Dimare, but okay. You can go to Deborah Dimare, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Dimare, D-I-M-A-R-E.
Yes. So we're going to do a joint giveaway, and it'll happen shortly after this airs. So if you guys are listening to this right now, definitely be sure to be on the lookout. And all of the links, including the code, the coupon code that you mentioned, I'm going to have on the episode notes. So if anybody wants to look at those, you can find them there. And Deborah, thank you so much for coming on today to talk about this really important subject. Definitely, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be like with their jaws on the floor. But this is really, really great information, very educational, eye-opening. And I appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you.
So before we conclude this episode, I do want to make a note. I know that a lot of the information on here may cause people to feel stressed out about the furniture that they have. And while this is great information, and for sure, if you can afford it, have clean living. When I did architecture, that was one of the things that I was interested in, also sustainable architecture. However, I don't want this to stress people out, because many people that come into my office and we've worked on their diet, on their mindset, on so many different things, got pregnant without changing anything in their furniture. What they did change was cosmetics, and of course, there's a lot of endocrine disruptors that you're putting on your skin, and it is impossible to really avoid it in modern world fully, because you can go into thinking, well, when are you going to go to people's houses, or you're going to go to the doctor's office, and where you're sitting there. So I do want to mention this. I think it's amazing information. I'm hoping that eventually the companies will change the way they're doing things. This is definitely an important thing, and I hopefully the industries will change and things will be done in a more conscious manner. However, I don't want this to be a source of stress because I know the fertility journey is stressful as it is, and I don't want this to be a source of stress. I want this to be a source of information and education and just something to keep in mind. But I do not want it to be a source of stress because I do believe that the mind is even more powerful than the environment because it causes the internal environment to change. And it can also protect you from the external environment if you really have a good, healthy mindset because it protects you. I really think that belief is very important. So I do really want to stress this before we conclude because I don't want this to be a source of stress, added stress. So that being said, people have not done anything with their furniture and still got pregnant. So I don't want you to think, oh, this is why I'm not getting pregnant. However, it is good to know. It is good to keep in mind. And I do agree, less is more. Keep the place clean and have less clutter anyway, because why not? It just makes a big difference. But again, is it going to make or break your journey? I don't believe so because I've worked with many women that we never even addressed the furniture and they've gotten pregnant and they were healthy pregnancies and everything was fine. However, I do agree that hopefully as a collective, we will shift in a little bit more of a conscious way of designing, a conscious way of choosing materials, making materials, even farming. You know, I'm not a vegan, that I also want to mention. And there's nothing wrong if you're not a vegan. So this isn't about really veganism per se, even though my guest uses vegan materials. So I do just want to mention that because there's so many different ways and perspectives of doing things, approaching things, and I just wanted to make a note of this. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Until next time. So that concludes today's episode. You can find all of the links mentioned on the episode notes. If you're enjoying these episodes, please take a moment to share and leave a review. Reviews mean everything to podcasters, and I really enjoy hearing from my listeners. You can also find me on my website at www.thewholesomelotus.com or email me at info@thewholesomelotus.com. I love hearing from my listeners. If you're interested and want updates as well as a free ebook on my top 10 fertility boosting habits, you can visit my fertility page on www.thewholesomelotus.com. I thank you so much for listening in and hope that you have a beautiful day.